a good time, but do some serious thinking and get your mind made up. Whatever you want to do, I'll back you up, but you got to remember, it affects all of us. And keep an eye on Tully. Tully ain't a guy you want to turn your back on when he's nervous. I'm not stupid, Smits. Tully ain't a guy I turned my back on when he wasn't nervous. He ever tries anything cute, he's got a nasty surprise coming. Interesting. Smeds figured he had some deciding to do himself. Like, with the town up to the gutters and gray boys and their bosses about to find out the spike was gone from the Barrowland, was it time to hit the road and get lost someplace they'd never think to look? Was it time to do something with the spike so it would be safer than it was in his pack back at the Skull and Crossbones? He'd already had a cute idea how to handle that. An idea that might turn into a kind of life insurance, if he went ahead and did it before he told the others what he had done. Damn, he hated it when things got complicated. There was a hell of a row with Tully when they all got together. Tully seemed a little shorter on sense every day. "You think you're some goddamned kind of immortal?" Smeds demanded. "You think you're untouchable? There's the goddamned Greys out there, Tully. They decide to get excited, they'll take you apart one piece at a time. Then they'll give the pieces to Gossamer and Spider Silk to put back together so they can make you tell them what they want to know. And whatever you tell them then, it won't be enough. Or do you think you're some kind of hero that would hold out against the kind of people that learned to ask questions in the tower?"
"They gotta find me before they can ask me anything, Smeds."
"I think we're finally getting somewhere." "That's what I've been saying for the last 10 minutes.
"The hell? You've been jacking your jaw about running off to some asswipe place like Lord's. You really think you could stay out of their way here, once they knew what they're looking for? How the hell should I know?"
"What I do know is, these ain't no half-moron bozos from the north side. These are people from Charm. They eat guys like us for snacks. The best way to stay out of their way is not to be around where they're at."
"We ain't going nowhere, Smits."
Tully was turning plain stubborn. "You want to stand around waiting for the hammer to hit you between the eyes, that's fine with me, but I ain't getting killed because you got ego problems. Selling that spike off and getting rich would be nice, but not nice enough to die for or go to the rack for. All these heavies turning up here before we even start trying to find a buyer? I'm tempted to let it go to the first bidder just to get out from under." The argument raged on, bitterly, inconclusively, with Fish and Timmy refereeing. Smeds was as angry with himself as he was with Tully. He had a nasty suspicion he was just blowing a lot of hot air, that he wouldn't be able to walk out on his cousin if it came to a decision. Tully wasn't much, but